Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. For the barbecue lovers in your life, you can give the perfect gift of Bob Sykes Barbecue books, sauce, and gift cards. Available for purchase at Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama, or you can purchase online at bobsykes.com. That's Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Fuquay's Southern Soul Food is available at two locations, one in Rogersville in the Foodland Shopping Center on Highway 72 and one in Hartsell at 711 Nance Ford Road. Enjoy the salad bar and various delicious meats, vegetables, desserts on the all-you-can-eat buffet. Open Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Go see my friends at Fuquay's Southern Soul Food in Rogersville or Hartsell and tell them the Mark White Show sent you. With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference. Somebody's like, you just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am glad that you can be with us as I have a very special guest. I call him a friend, Daniel Powell, Captain Challenge. We talked about Project Hood the last time he was on The Mark White Show. Project Hood is an effort to bring a community together in South Chicago. They have raised an amazing amount of money, and we'll talk about that in just a minute. But I'd like to welcome Captain Challenge, Daniel Powell, back to The Mark White Show. Welcome back, Captain Challenge.
Thank you so much, Mark. It's such a pleasure to be on your show. And I know that together, excitingly and on purpose, we are making a difference.
Exactly. That's what it's about. And I know that you have found your purpose in these challenges to raise money for amazing organizations. We first met thanks to Challenged Athletes Foundation, and that is an amazing effort that Nico Marcolongo connected us, and I always am appreciative of him making that connection so that we could move forward with different efforts like Project Hood.
Yeah, Project Hood, let me give you an update on that one. It's super exciting. 2 years ago when I was on the show, I was telling you I was just about to sleep on the roof outdoors at 66th and King Drive, which is called O Block. The rappers call it O Block because a guy was murdered there with the last name that started with O, and he was a teenager. The most amount of gun violence in the world happens in this neighborhood. I did sleep outdoors for a week, February 2nd to February 9th. My very first night outdoors, I was awoken to gunfire, and it wasn't just one or two shots. It was probably 15 or 20 shots. It was getting real, if you know what I mean, getting real. So I asked the pastor in the morning after he woke up, I said, "Did I hear gunshots this morning?" He says, "Oh, yeah, happens quite often. It's a block away." I started getting out my, what did I learn in geometry about angles, etc., because I was sleeping about 20 feet above the sidewalk. And it, by the way, it was all in the teens the whole time we were sleeping, about 15 degrees. Fortunately, there was a little heater for the tent. And I was sleeping on a cot. Anyway, of the seven nights I was there, four had gunfire, and only one time was there a police response. So it's just gotten so common that it's just accepted. And I mentioned that to the pastor, Pastor Corey Brooks, who is the leader, if you will, of a church across the street from Project Hood, the community center and the economic opportunity center that is being built right now. We're under construction. I'm so excited. When we last spoke, we had raised $2 million. And today I'm happy to report we've raised over $30 million. And that's to a cost of $35 million. So we are almost there to build a debt-free community center in a community that probably hasn't seen any new development of any kind for 25 years. Where after the riots in 2020, many businesses closed. And so if you want to get baby formula or diapers for your baby, you're having to catch a lift or take the L train, probably about 5 miles away from your home. Very inconvenient. So we're doing something really positive in the south side of Chicago. I'm super excited about it. And we can talk about how some of your listeners can help us.
Absolutely. And when I go to Project Hood Communities on Facebook, I see that at the end of 2023, they were able to award $30,000 in college scholarships to 8 deserving college students. An amazing impact in that South Chicago community as they're helping young people to find their path in life.
Yeah. If you want to do the statistics, I'll do them quickly. 85% single parent households, children are reading and performing math at 5% of grade level, 30% unemployment, 30% incarceration rates. These are not good statistics. These are horrible statistics. And so what's going to happen? You got to do something big. And this is an 85,000 square foot, three-story, takes up an entire city block. What will be inside the Economic Opportunity Center? A learning lab, an entrepreneurial lab, a music studio so people can record music. It'll be in addition to all the economic opportunities, job training, a big effort for guys that are coming back from prison to get back into society with a well-paying job, like a truck driver, like a construction worker. we're going to start businesses out of the center. It's super exciting. There's creativity there. There's just a lack of opportunity. Now, that $30 million, not a penny raised from taxes, no government money, all private donations. This is the change that needs to happen. And if it can happen in South Side of Chicago, it could happen in Detroit, in New Orleans, in Los Angeles, and other areas that are economically depressed. But I hate it when people say, oh, there's nothing we can do. It's just the way it is. You can make a difference individually. And you know, when you make a difference individually, you feel good, and it's a momentum builder. The more you do, the more you can do, and the more you can do, the more you can do.
And Daniel, tell me this, because you have led to the question that I was going to ask. As you talk about other communities who need a similar place, a similar base where they are helping their community in this way, when it comes to certain efforts, and you know this, some efforts get more attention, exposure, more money than others. What is it about this particular effort, the Project Hood community effort, that has allowed it to raise so much money for this center?
I think one of the things is the leader, Pastor Corey Brooks. He got on a Fox News segment every day for 100 days. Money came in through that. He's been a good job of really having a clear vision of getting kids that don't have great opportunities either to college or to job training, keeping them out of gangs, having after school programs so that there's a place to go that's safe. So it's his vision, I think, that is number one. Number two, I think when you leave out the politicians who all they want is a plaque, a gold plaque on the building and the ribbon cutting and say, look at what I've done, when what they've done is taken and reallocated taxpayer dollars to something. And because Pastor Brooks is what would be called maybe a political conservative, not an ultra-liberal, which a lot of the governing forces in some of these cities are ultra-liberal, and the only solution, and I'm putting solution in quotes, because it's not really a solution, is more money. But you see New York, the two worst performing school districts in the country are New York and Chicago. And the solution is always given is we need more money. They're the worst failure rate and the most money per pupil. So obviously it's not the money. It's not taxpayer money reallocated. It is some leader that knows what they're doing. Community support, voluntary community support. The ride that I did from Chicago to LA along Route 66, it was 2 years ago, exactly 2 years ago when I started out. It started out February 9th, so I got a month to go for the 2 year anniversary. We were able to raise $250,000 for this effort. It took us 40 days. So $250,000 in 40 days to contribute. And I'm happy to say that Captain Challenge has sponsored the gymnasium, weight room, fitness room in this new center. And the new center, in addition to all of the good things about job training, it'll be like a YMCA on steroids. It'll have a swimming lap pool. It'll have a basketball court. It will have the weight room. And that's the community support. Then it'll also have four retail businesses. There's going to be a bank branch. I mean, a bank branch in this worst area of Chicago.
Just wow.
Incredible. Three restaurants, a pizza restaurant and a burger restaurant. And what will that do? That will, people will be able to learn how to be a prep chef, a cook, have a job. So it's not just an idle book learning. Let's learn how to be an entrepreneur. It's being an entrepreneur in practice. And I'm so excited about that. That's I think doing fires me up more than anything else. Talking is okay. It's a first step, but doing is important. I think Elvis Presley made a song famous, a little less talk, a little more action.
Right now, folks, we're talking to Daniel Powell, Captain Challenge. His purpose is to bring people together and inspire each other through accomplishing seemingly impossible feats. An amazing guy motivating people to do what they've never done before and give back to help others making their dreams come true. We're talking about Project Hood right now, but in the next segment, we'll also talk about how you can support Project Hood and then other efforts that Captain Challenge is going to be a part of as he travels to Europe. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Bob Sykes Barbecue has a big announcement. They are now delivering to your home or office. Just order online and we'll take care of the rest. Check them out at bobsykes.com.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Marmac Real Estate has 8 offices throughout the state of Alabama. That includes Decatur, Hartsel, Coleman, Florence, Killen, Muscle Shoals, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island. There are more than 140 agents throughout Alabama. You can easily reach one of those agents by going to marmac.us and tell them the Mark White Show sent you.
Welcome to Happy Hollow. Here you can find a wide variety of products, including home decor, apparel, western wear, pet supplies, baby clothes, boots, gifts, and of course, our year-round Christmas selection. As you make your way to the back, you'll be greeted with our outdoors section, which includes hunting, fishing, camping, guns, and ammo, as well as our gunsmith shop. Oh, and take a moment to sit and warm up next to our fireplace. Take the elevator or the stairs up to our second floor, where you will find our sports section, which includes a wide variety of golf supplies, baseball, softball, football, soccer, disc golf, tennis, and many other sports products, even pickleball. No matter what you're looking for, there is always something to find at Happy Hollow Outdoors, located at 985 9th Street West, Red Bay, Alabama.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show, as I have Daniel Powell, also known as Captain Challenge on The Mark White Show, motivating people to do what they've never done before and give back to help others make their dreams come true. We have been talking about a special place in South Chicago, Project Hood. If you look on Facebook, it's Project Hood Communities. You can find more about this effort, but Captain Challenge has really worked hard to help this effort, and I know that there's a team of people who have done this to raise $30 million for a special center in South Chicago. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Captain Challenge.
Thanks so much, Mark. And what's really exciting is it's under construction. Quite frankly, 2 years ago, I was doubtful. I was thinking, this is so aggressive to build a brand new 85,000 square foot, block long, block wide structure, 3 stories high, costing $35 million in a neighborhood that hasn't seen new development in a generation. And I was thinking, boy, that is an aggressive goal. And I just am so happy to report that we're $30 million into a $35 million goal. So we still have $5 million to go to build it debt-free. I mean, who builds a $35 million economic opportunity center debt-free? I think one of Captain Challenge has three goals. He has no superpowers, but he does tell people, do something you've never done before. And if you want to step up your game, number two, do something that has never been done before. And number three, give of your time, your talent, and your treasury to help worthwhile causes. So this is a Captain Challenge initiative because it's never been done before. And everyone can give of their time, their talent, their treasury to help this effort. I'm so proud of being able to help. I feel it's an honor. I feel it's God-directed, God-protected to be a part of this effort. And again, it's a in-progress living miracle that this thing is happening. And we're under construction, and you can see updates, I'm sure, if you go to the social media. And I want to talk a little bit about the trip. The Captain Challenge did it in the middle of winter, leaving on February 9th, arriving at the Santa Monica Pier on the first day of spring, March 20th. It was super exciting. There was one day, your listeners will get a kick out of this, where it was minus 15 degrees. And again, I'm bicycling from Chicago to L.A., and I had a team. I had a great team, super great team. I had a driver that was driving my van that also had a trailer that was trailering the supplies for the 40 days, including the four bikes I would choose to ride depending on the weather. And I had a photographer who also did a lot of the coordination of where we eat and where we stop. Anyway, minus 15 degrees, the weather men says schools are closed. And we encourage businesses to close because it's icy roads and it's bad conditions. And my team says, well, you're not going to go out in this, are you? I said, Oh, yeah. This is the video that we want. And it was hilarious. I'll have to, if people want to go to Captain.Challenge on Instagram, Captain.Challenge, I did videos about every 3 days. You just go back 2 years in that history, and there's a shot of me bicycling. I'm the only person on the road, and then coming in the opposite direction, the only vehicle is a snowplow, just plowing this huge mound of snow off the highway. Fortunately, I had a really cool snow bike with wide tires, and we got our 60 miles in. I did 60 miles, 40 days straight, and made up 2,248 miles from Chicago to L.A. The worst temperature, negative, was minus 15. The highest temperature was across the California desert. That was 100 degrees. And on that day, I had a little making up to do for taking a day off to be a best man in a friend's wedding in South Carolina. So I had to take a day off to go do that. So in the across the California desert, I went 151 miles, and it peaked at 100 degree heat. So that was the difference between minus 15 and 100 degrees. So any of your listeners are thinking that you can't do something, the challenge is always important to me to do something that I've never done before. Captain Challenge has never done before. And I don't think anyone has ever attempted to ride 2,448 miles in the middle of winter.
And when we think about the big picture of why you're doing what you're doing, to think about Project Hood as they equip youth, adults, families with resources, skills, tools, experiences that are needed to be successful, healthy, and upwardly mobile members of society. And we're talking about generational change for these individuals. And it starts with what they're doing right now in the community, and it extends out to the next generations of people who will benefit because of the efforts that have been made to raise this money to have this facility.
Yeah, my part, honestly, it's a stunt. I want to do something. So, and I had my banker, I've asked for money for various charities over 15 years. I told her what I was doing. She says, if you're doing that, that's so crazy. I'm going to give you $1,000. And so sometimes you have to be a little outrageous to create the attention, to create the interest for people to say, okay, you're so committed to this. And by the way, I'm always committed to the charities. Every time I do a fundraiser, I match dollar for dollar any funds given. So I don't want to say, oh, you know, I want to win a trip to Hawaii, so I'm raising $5,000 for this charity. Please help me, and never put in a dollar of my own money. I will match any donations, and I've matched all the donations for the Economic Opportunity Center at 66 and King Drive. And you were so right, Mark, about generational change. It starts today to change the outcome for individuals that were born in a place that might not be the best economically, the best opportunity, but it takes a leader like Pastor Corey Brooks to turn things around. And man, oh man, the difference between, let's say, 10 years ago in Chicago and 10 years from now in Chicago, within a generation, within a 30-year generation, there will be so many more jobs, so many less people in gangs, so many more high achievers in school, so many businesses will be started, so many music albums will be cut. It's unfathomable, the difference, the change. And by the way, one of your listeners joined me not Tulsa, Oklahoma, Amarillo, Texas, and rode with me for about 10 miles. I thought that was cool because we did a show about what I was doing, and I encouraged people to both give of their time, talent, and treasure. And we got some donations from your listeners, which I'm really happy. Thank you for that, Mark. And one of your listeners joined me in Amarillo, Texas, and rode with me for 10 miles. So he got a real feel for the challenge and why you do it. And yeah, it's a stunt, and I'm challenging myself physically. But I never do one of these physical challenges without some sort of charity attached, so that it's a deeper, more important meaning than just me being a knucklehead, crazy person.
That's wonderful to know. I'm so glad to hear that I had listeners who supported your effort as well as someone who was riding with you. That's awesome, and I'm glad to hear that. I want people to go to projecthood.org and find out more information about Project Hood and what they're doing in the community for their people. They are helping people obtain destiny. That's their slogan, as they work to bring a facility that job training and other issues that are so important, construction training program, reentry cohort, expungent clinic, business classes. These are all so important to their community. And I appreciate Corey Booker, and I appreciate you, Captain Challenge, in this effort. And I want people to support this effort. And before we close out, I want to talk a little bit about, we'll probably have to have a different show, but talk a little bit about your trip to Europe that's coming up.
Well, I'll give you a cliffhanger. It's not Europe, it's Africa. We're taking 30 of these kids. I would say a third are gangbangers, to call a spade. A third are really good students, and a third are just community members. We're taking them to Africa. We're probably going to Uganda and or Ghana or both. I have relationships in both of those countries. I was able to build an orphanage with a gentleman named Ron Coley and Katie, who is my photographer on the trip, the Route 66, had that contact and put us together. So we're going to go build. We're building in South Chicago. And we're going to show these kids how good they have it in South Chicago by going to Uganda, where the roads are not paved, and there's no kitchens to cook food, and there's no toilets to go to the bathroom on. You go in a hole, and you cook with a wood fire, and you don't have cement or carpet or wood floors. You're you're sleeping on dirt floors and you don't have windows or doors in your building because you can't afford windows or doors, you do have a roof over your head. And we did this for 50 orphans in Uganda, and we're taking these kids from the south side of Chicago who admittedly think it's pretty rough. Yeah, it's only rough compared to other places in Chicago, like the North Shore, but you compare it to Uganda and a child that doesn't have two parents rather than just don't know who one parent is. And let's see how they do, how they can contribute. And I, to a person, anybody that contributes with their time and talent will understand what others are doing for them in South Chicago. So it's going to be transformational. I'm so excited. We're booking it in August. Maybe we should have a show right before we go, and maybe right when we get back to really talk about the change. That will be transformational. I'll leave you with a cliffhanger. We're working with an international recording artist that's won multiple Grammys. If we can pull it off, we're going to record a song in Africa with these kids from the orphanage in Uganda singing back up to what I hope to be a top 10 Billboard hit. So that's your cliffhanger. It's not inked yet, but there's some exciting things going on. I'm Captain Challenge is going to be swimming from Asia to Europe in Turkey and Istanbul, swimming around Mackinac Island in Upper Michigan. What else is on the plate? Biking from the Pacific Ocean to the Atlantic Ocean in one day. How am I going to do that? Panama. it's only about 60 miles. And then I'm going to go from Atlantic Ocean to Pacific Ocean again in one day, back in Panama. And let me see. Oh, I'm going to, Captain Challenge is going to ride the missions of California. There's 21 missions, and they're a horseback, day's horseback ride apart. So he's going to bike from San Diego to north of Sacramento, all 21 missions. And that's going to be a fundraiser for the San Diego mission, trying to tie it together, feed people that are desperately in need of food. So there's a lots on the plate. So anytime you want to have a show, I'd be happy to encourage your listeners to make a difference. I'm so happy that we met, and we're going to do some wonderful things together. The Mark White Show, Making a Difference. It's so exciting to be a part of your mission, and thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. CaptainChallenge.org, Captain Challenge on Facebook, Captain.Challenge on Instagram. Always a pleasure to have you, Captain Challenge, Daniel Powell, here on The Mark White Show. You're always welcome.
Thank you so much, and keep up the good work. And your listeners are making a difference, and you're making a difference by enabling them to do good things. And it's one person at a time.
Thank you, my friend. Always a pleasure.
Thanks so much, Mark.
Folks, here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers, and we're sharing their stories like Captain Challenge to encourage us all and inspire us all to make a difference where we can. I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show. Go ahead and share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Please let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. Follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction. Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Welcome to Happy Hollow. Here you can find a wide variety of products, including home decor, apparel, Western wear, pet supplies, baby clothes, boots, gifts, and of course, our year-round Christmas selection. As you make your way to the back, you'll be greeted with our outdoors section, which includes hunting, fishing, camping, guns, and ammo, as well as our gunsmith shop. Oh, and take a moment to sit and warm up next to our fireplace. Take the elevator or the stairs up to our second floor, where you will find our sports section, which includes a wide variety of golf supplies, baseball, softball, football, soccer, disc golf, tennis, and many other sports products, even pickleball. No matter what you're looking for, there is always something to find at Happy Hollow Outdoors, located at 985 9th Street West, Red Bay, Alabama. When they go passing by, who live and love in my
hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.